the one, the only, Mekelle Wesley, former BYU great. What's up, Mekelle?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Living the dream, man. Do you think you could beat Jay Caressa right now one-on-one in the post?
Absolutely. Oh, I've played with Mekelle before. He can still play. I played rec ball before.
He's like dunking over people
with
stuff?
Him. Well, he kind of shoots the three now a little bit more stage of life. But he's got some younger brothers that play a lot too, and they do a lot of the running, and Mekelle does a lot of the shooting. I played with him in a rec league maybe it was 4 or 5 years ago, and Mekelle can still hoop.
Yeah. You still got that stroke, Mekelle?
Yeah, that's what Jake's right. I just like to shoot it. I don't really bang anymore down low, and Jake's way strong, so I wouldn't be able to bang.
Time to back him down.
Hey, Mekelle, I don't know how much of the BYU team you've watched this year, but I remember watching you play. You know, I even watched a little bit of like a Hafa Arujo play, and you know, I'm talking big guys that were good enough that they demanded that the ball kind of go through them. And, you know, in the Jimmer years, Tyler Haas years, we didn't really have a big guy to where there was any kind of inside out or there was any kind of big guy first like there was when you were there, or a little bit with Hoffa, not as much as it was with you. But now with Eric, we've seen this offense where it's pretty obvious that it needs to go to the big guy first and through the big guy first. What have you seen from Eric? How do you feel about this team progression and maybe even potential?
Yeah, you know, I've been a little bit disappointed at the action after it goes into Mika. Obviously, when he gets it down low, he's an amazing offensive talent. But it seems like the guards haven't gotten as many open looks in the past. And even in the Jimmer days when you had Brandon Davies and Noah Hartsock, you know, those guys weren't really low post guys. But when they got it in there, it seemed to open up the things from the outside. Now, obviously, when you're playing with a guy like Jimmer, everything's opened up because you got to focus on him. But you know, Eric's got the scoring mentality. He's pretty decent when they come to double him. But I'd like to see more. You know, when that inside out and the other team starts double teaming, some more of these wide open looks. That's one thing I've been disappointed this year is you know, the 3-point shooting percentage and the action. You know, off the ball when it goes into the post.
Well, what type of motion are you looking for when it gets to the post? What type of spacing would you want to see? And, I mean, do you just screen away as soon as you throw that ball into Mika to get another guy coming towards the ball to give him a better look? Like, what would you like to see as far as that motion is concerned?
Well, absolutely. You know, before LJ Rose went down, with a guy like Key and a guy like Bryant, I would flash them to the front of the basket. So they're face cutting down the middle.
Yep.
Where he's got a slasher where he can throw to, and then with Emery and Haas, either a flare screen or something where they're moving and then they're getting their feet set ready for, you know, a kick out three. When the ball hits their fingertips, their feet are set and they're, you know, locked and loaded, ready to go. And, you know, that comes with chemistry and that comes with playing together. Now, these guys played together in high school a bit, but, you know, when you jump into the college ranks and you add in 2 years on a mission and, you know, getting their feet under them, you know, it's going to take a little bit of time, and I think you'll start to see better and more productive inside out action in the years to come.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, I would reiterate that. I think it's interesting that you bring up Elijah Bryant. I think at times his skill set is somewhat underutilized. He's been trying to kind of penetrate and transition, get to the rim, and I understand he's pretty good at that. He's charged a lot of people this year, though. And then at times he wants to sit out at the three-point line. He's not a great three-point shooter. He's more of a slasher, a guy that should be cutting towards the rim and getting looks, using his athleticism so he can take high-percentage shots right at the bucket.
Right. No, I totally agree. Another thing I think that would help is Mika can be a little more decisive. Obviously, when he gets it and makes a quick move, you know, he's shown that he's virtually unstoppable. So, you know, I think just a, you know, half second of dissecting if the double team's coming, going quicker, or setting up the teammates for inside out, whether it's a flash into the basket or a three-point shooter who's, you know, kind of relocated and got their feet set ready to pull the trigger.
What else are you seeing from this young team, Mekelle? The guard line has, I guess, been decimated as well as the bigs, the 4 and 5 spot. You have Davis went down, and now LJ Rose is down. There's only a 6-man rotation, essentially, that you can trust. So depth is a concern. Youth is a concern. What were your expectations going into this season, And has it been a disappointing season for you?
Well, obviously, I think my expectation along with everyone else is super high. You know, with all the talent coming in, I think a lot of people were really excited about this team. And, you know, I think people out there have been disappointed. You know, obviously, you can't really control injuries. You know, I think a huge bright spot has been the progression of Yoeli Childs, and I think he showed that. You know, and the one thing I think that's glaring is, you know, these guys have proven that when they want to be engaged on defense and lock teams down and hold a team to 52 points in a game rather than 52 and a half, it's a different ball club. Now, how to get that out of them every night is something I think the coaching staff is still trying to figure out. But, you know, obviously expectations were high. They're still high for the future with all the talent and you know, the success these guys have had in the past. But it takes time. You know, obviously it's not where the coaches wanted to be. It's not where the players wanted to be. But you've got to factor in the injuries, the guys coming off mission. And let me tell you what, that mission thing, you know, 2 years of being out and trying to get – it takes longer than just 5 or 6 months or even a year for some guys to get their legs fully under them, to get their body right. It's a tough deal. And you're seeing that now where, you know, I think Hawes is finally starting to show better production, show his legs under him a little bit better. Not that he's out of shape or anything like that, but it does take time to get back fully from doing that.
Yeah, indeed it does, and hopefully they'll continue to improve as we get closer to the West Coast Conference Tournament. What do you think their chances are of making a run in the West Coast Conference Tournament? Do you think they can peak right at the right time?
I would love to see that. You know, I know they've got a few games left, and then the big one at Gonzaga. You know, I think at this point in the season, they're going to have to win that conference tournament, which hasn't been done since 2001, which is my senior year. So it's been quite a drought down there in Vegas to win that. We were in the Mountain West, obviously they're in the West Coast Conference now. But that's what it's going to take at this point, and anything's possible. I mean, we went down there. We got hot at the right time my junior year. We ran into a UNLV team on their home court that was just ready to go. But my senior year, we ended up taking care of business, winning that tournament and getting an automatic bid into the big dance. And I think this team's more than capable of doing it. It's just going to take, you know, maximum effort and things to go right and guys to really step up for that to happen.
Yoeli Childs had a monster game, 23-17, and yeah, some people will point towards competition in the West Coast Conference, but he did a lot of things that you don't see from a freshman. A dream shake, finishing at the rim in a form and fashion that isn't always seen in a BYU big. What did you think of Yoeli Childs' performance, and what do you think his potential is?
Yeah, I think the potential is huge, and I think BYU fans have a lot to be excited about with he and his development. Obviously, he's going to, you know, need some improvement on areas like the free throw line and getting the go-to move on the block where you can throw the ball to him like you can Mika and say, go get me a bucket, especially if they're not double-teaming him. But he's shown you he's more than capable. He's a physical specimen. I mean, he's got nice, big, broad shoulders. He's strong. He's got really good pop. And it seems like he's got a nose for the ball to get rebounds, which is huge. So I think Cougar fans have a lot to be excited about. It's going to take some work, obviously, to get to where he can, you know, face up, make an 8-foot jumper. But you can imagine if he gets some of that polished post moves down, what a nightmare it would be to guard both he and Eric Mika at the same time. And then you got the shooting of the guards around them. And I think that's what Cougar fans were expecting this year. But, you know, sometimes these things take a little bit more time.
Yeah, you got to have patience. We got Mikkeli Wesley on with us here, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. If you were to compare Yoeli Childs' skill set, and I know he's raw, and his athleticism to maybe a former or even current NBA player, who do you think he compares to?
Well, that's a tough one. And I saw that on your Twitter feed, and I was trying to think. Because he's got nice, big, broad shoulders. He's mm-hmm. physical. He's got, you know, everything that we talked about earlier. But he is raw. So, you know, as right now, as opposed to what he could be, it's hard to say. I could see him being – Well, you put me on the spot here.
I'm sorry, good question. You know, I'll give you a few that some people have brought up, and you can tell me if you maybe agree or disagree. We chatted with Kevin Nixon. He said that it was similar to maybe the undersized, very athletic Charles Barkley, and Charles obviously developed into one of the greatest ever, and it's not fair to compare him to that, but if you're looking at just like raw athleticism and jumping ability, you can make that comparison. A Paul Millsap, a good rebounder, decent mid-range game. I mean, obviously it's hard to project, but Paul Millsap, Charles Barkley, Jake Caressa made the point of, as far as his athleticism compared to his competition, sometimes it looks like he's kind of got this Blake Griffin feel to him and maybe potential, but I don't know. You know, it's something to think about. When Jonathan Tavernari came on our show last week and said he felt that Yoeli Childs actually had a higher NBA potential than even Eric Mika, I don't know where you would stand with that. Would you agree or disagree with that analysis?
Well, that's tough. I probably, as it sits right now, I would disagree. Obviously, mm-hmm. I think the potential that Yoeli Childs has may be a little greater. But, you know, the NBA guys are looking for measurables where, you know, I think Mika is probably an inch or two taller, maybe a little longer wingspan, runs the floor good, which Yoeli does as well. But, you know, 6'10 compared to 6'8, I don't know if Yoeli's a true 6'9. But so I would say Eric Mika, you know, I'd probably disagree with Tavernari there. I like those comparisons, though, to Yoeli. I think, you know, obviously, Paul Millsap has developed his game where he's an all-around, you know, not only just a rebounder, and that's what he was known for in college was, you know, he led the NCAA in rebounding 2 or 3 years in a row, wasn't really great on the offensive end. But you look at him now, and he, you know, he can shoot threes, he can face you up, you know, make shots from everywhere. I think Yoeli has that potential. But not, you know, obviously it's not there right now. So I like some of those comparisons of Charles Barkley with his athleticism kind of being undersized. But as far as potential goes, you know, it's off the charts. But right now I would say Eric Mika is probably a better prospect.
Jimmer Fredette doing great things in China. I got to get your thoughts on this just because you played internationally in so many different countries and played at such a high level there and made good money doing it. Jimmer is the premier player in the Chinese league right now. He had a 45-point game performance. They call him Jimo, which means the lonely god. He's got a shoe deal. I think it's like untaxed money as well. I think somewhere around $1 million. And then on top of all the other things that he's getting promotional deals and product deals. What advice would you give him? Because he left it open he essentially said that he would like to get back to the NBA this next year. He's going to pursue opportunities in the NBA is what it sounds like. What advice would you give him knowing that you've experienced that and seen kind of what potential you have overseas and what the lack of guarantees are maybe in the NBA?
Yeah, you know, with a guy like Jimmer, I would advise him if I were, you know, to be in his ear to stay over there in China. I mean, he's got a situation where he's going to take a pay cut if he goes to the NBA because, you know, the untaxed money, he's already a hero over there. They love him. He's killing that league. He's you know, the way he handles himself, I think, fits in really, really well with that culture. He's a humble guy. And I think they've really embraced, you know, that along with the way he plays. I mean, he shoots it from 30, 40 feet. He's unstoppable. He's got total control of the team. And I think he can live like a king over there and make really, really good money. Now, you know, that being said, that will always be there for him. Whether or not he personally wants to make another run at the NBA and find a GM that's going to give him the green light to run a team how he wants, you know, where he wants the ball in his hand. But I just don't see it, you know. And if you've got a situation where they love you, they're paying you, the money's great, the fans adore you, why leave to take a pay cut to come here to the NBA? Because it would be, if you're making a couple million dollars a year there as opposed to a couple million dollars a year here after taxes, It's going to be way more in China.
That's a great point.
Yeah. McKelly Wesley on with us here at Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. McKelly, tell us, give us an update on what you're doing, where you're at, and family life.
Yeah, family life's great. I got four kids, just live north of UVU, so I'm right in Orem. I still get to, you know, pop in on practice sometimes down there at the Y. I played in the new addition that they did a couple days ago with a couple old old Cougars like Travis Hansen and Craig Cusick and a couple other guys. So that was that new facility is pretty awesome. Four kids. My oldest is 18. My youngest is 3. So I've got a little gap there. But just living life. I'm an insurance agent at Dashtrip Insurance. Been doing that about 8-9 years. And then I dabble in some real estate deals. So if you're looking for insurance, hit me up. You can hit me on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram. I think I'm.
Yeah, we'll definitely share that. Dude, out. Get that out to the masses.
I wish I would have known that. I was with Johnny Harleen before over there at Dashtrip, and then he left Dashtrip. I should have just converted my accounts over to yours, dude. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Johnny was working with us for a while. We love Johnny over at Dashtrip.
That's my bad. I should have done my due diligence, McKelly.
Now,
no, you're good.
Kelly, I heard that your son is having a pretty good season over there at Mountain View, right? He's transferred from Orem to Mountain View, and he's having a decent season. Is he getting any college looks? And then also, I have under good report that the next Wesley star might be a young freshman outside hitter playing girls volleyball right now. Give us a little update on those two that are playing in high school right now.
Yeah, Jake, you would have it on good authority. Your sister, we love her. She's the head coach at Mountain View for the women's volleyball, and you know, they took a lot of people by surprise. They were the 4th seed going into the state tournament. They upset a number 1 seed and made it all the way to the semifinals, where they had a chance to play in the championship game and fell a little bit short. So we're super proud of my daughter, Mia. She's a 9th grader, but she started varsity this year and played really well and helped that team earn that 3rd place finish. And so she's looking to do big things. She was really committed to volleyball, and that's her thing. And then my son, KJ, he's a senior here. And we've got our backs against the wall. We've got to win our next 3 to get a chance to go to state. So we've got a huge rivalry game tomorrow night. Here at Mountain View High School, I'm one of the assistant coaches, and it's been a fun season being able to be around the guys and being around my son before. You know, he's going to plan on serving an LDS mission, so proud of him for choosing that. And so I think he's going to put college on hold for a couple years, and then when he comes back, hopefully he'll be able to get some looks, and his body's matured a little bit more. But he's 6'6", and he's got a really nice touch, so. You know, he ought to be able to get some looks, if not, you know, D1 at the junior college level.
Nothing wrong with going to the JUCO level. That's where I made my hay.
That's how Ben developed. Criddle did it.
So what's up? You're on that grind, man. You earn it, right?
The Wesleys, they got some good genetics running in that family, man.
Yeah, I was in a 6'6" that's some good JUCO
blood.
Prospect.
And McKelly's got some kids that are older, but even some of the brothers are starting to have kids now that are growing up. I think that here in Utah County, I think it'd be a safe bet to say that if you're watching high school sports and even college athletics, that Wesley name is going to be a mainstay for the next, I mean, for a while now. Mm-hmm. TG's got some kids that look like they might have some height, you know, mm-hmm. and Ty just got finished up playing another season. And so, you know, there's a lot of that Wesley name should go for a long mm-hmm. time around here.
Indeed.
Yeah, well, I hope so. You guys are saying some kind words, and I appreciate it. Yeah, we've got so 4 of us live here in Utah County, and then all 4 of us have 4 kids. So, you know, here in the next few years,
we've got 16 Wesleys.
I love it.
That's 16 Wesleys right. In Utah County with that kind of blood. There's got to be a handful of All-Americans in there, man. It's just genetics, right?
I love watching these former athletes breed. You know, let's keep on multiplying and replenishing, and hopefully they all sign with BYU, right?
That's
you just
great.
There you go.
Hey, Kelly,
go.
We'll go ahead and share that on the Twitter feed and let people know that you're doing insurance and send some people your way. Thanks for hopping on the show. Fantastic interview, man.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Actually, and McKelly, I got one last question for you, brother. One last one. Okay. BYU, I know you're a huge fan of the rivalry. Huge fan of the rivalry, and we're not playing it this year, supposedly. But BYU and Utah are on track right now to possibly meet each other in the NIT. How sweet would that be?
You know, NIT, not so sweet, but obviously we'll take postseason play. But that would be, I mean, that's what the fans want, right? And it's a game that no matter where you're playing them, whether it's NIT or preseason or, you know, conference battle, you circle that date and you get up for that game. So obviously the fans would love to see it. I'd love to see it. It kind of brings in that those bragging rights. So give the fans what they want, man. That would be an awesome game. I'd love to see it.
Would that save the season if BYU met Utah in the NIT and beat them?
Yeah, I think it would definitely
it'd fix,
be
a fix a lot. It would fix a lot, right?
McKelly has some good track record in that rivalry game, and I even heard that at the last rivalry game over
no,
at the U.
No, that's not true.
That he was there, and then I'm good friends with Britton Johnson, and Britton Johnson said, McKelly Wesley is the most frightening person on this planet. He said, if there's one person on the planet that I don't want to mess with, it's McKelly Wesley. Yeah. I started laughing. Uh-huh. I was like, I mean, yeah, I guess so. He's always been really nice to me. He's like, he's I've nice gotten into it a couple of times, and I don't want to.
I told you the story about like when I first met Polynesians, I went to Eastern Arizona Junior College. So Kalani and Coach Giles had recruited me there. And like half of our team, it seemed like, was Polynesian. And my dad told me, like, when we got like out of the car, he's like, all right, I see all these Polynesians, like, make friends with all of them, okay? Because like, just be nice to them, bring them food, like, do. I'm like, what are we talking about? Like, why? They seem like nice dudes. Like, no. Like, they seem nice right now, but as soon as like they flip that switch, they could kill you. They will kill you. I'm like, all right, I'll be. So I made sure I made friends with Sean Nua right off the bat. Sean Newell was like my bodyguard.
That's a big dude.
Oh, yeah. So what you got to do. I was going to ask you one more question, then I got sidetracked. But, last question. This BYU basketball team, they're young. But Jake and I were talking about this, and Jake's comment just became a catalyst for this question. Toughness, right? You brought toughness. You brought physicality. Are you seeing enough physicality and toughness from this BYU basketball team in so far this season?
You know, that's a good question. Some games you do see it. Some games you see they want to be there on defense. They want to bring that toughness. They want to get those loose balls. And some games it's not there. And to be able to bring that toughness consistently night in, night out, at home, on the road, that's where the maturity level comes in. That's where Cougar fans want to see more of. You know, I think a tough team doesn't allow Utah Valley to come in and score 114 on their home court, right? There's times where this team brings the toughness and is engaging, has it, and then there's times where they don't. I think that comes with maturity, and that needs to improve, especially the consistency of it, where let's be tough a lot more. Let's, get engaged. Let's make this thing happen.
Indeed. I like it. McKelly Wesley, former BYU great on the hardwood. Thank you for hopping on with us. Have a good night, man. Let us know if we can do anything for you.
All right, guys. Thanks. Good talking to you.